This episode of Check the Locks is brought to you by our friends at Audible.
Audible is your one-stop shop for audio entertainment where you can always find the best of what you love or discover something new.
That's right. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from mysteries, thrillers, biographies, and of course, true crime.
And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month from their catalog to keep forever, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible members also get access to thousands of podcasts from popular favorites, exclusive new series, and this very podcast you're listening to now.
Plus, the Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking the dog, doing chores, Audible makes listening anywhere easy.
And best of all, Check the Locks listeners can try Audible for free for 30 days. So head over to audibletrial.com/checkthelocks or click the link in the show notes to start enjoying Audible today.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks podcast. As always, I'm John Connor, and today we're doing something a little different. Unfortunately, Olivia couldn't join me tonight due to a scheduling issue, so this week we aren't going to be covering a case, but I think what I am going to discuss with the locksmiths is way more important. Recently, a member of our Check the Locks family has reached out for help, and if you're in our Facebook group, you may have seen her post. Now, we are blessed to have thousands of people listen to this podcast every week, and when a member of our family needs help, we want to do everything that we can to do so. Now, if you're in the Facebook group, you may have seen it, but in the post, the member shared that her cousin, 29-year-old Harley Marie Davis Rourke, had gone missing. Now, Harley is roughly 5'2" and weighs approximately 120 pounds. She is of small build and has several tattoos, most notably a giant fish along her ribs. Harley also speaks in a noticeable southern drawl. She's originally from Randolph County, North Carolina, but Harley was last seen on May 5th, 2024, when her mother dropped her off at a Walmart in Greensboro, North Carolina. Now, a missing persons report has been filed with the Gulford County Sheriff's Office, and family members are anxious to get any tips on Harley's whereabouts. She's the mother of two young boys, and they just want their family reunited. So we are calling on you, our locksmiths, our listeners. We need your help. If you are in the Greensboro, North Carolina area and have seen anyone resembling Harley, please contact the Guilford County Sheriff's Office at 336-641-3694. Again, that is 336-641-3694. We will also place that phone number in the description of this episode. Additionally, we will post a public Facebook post that you are able to share because we, you know, again, want to make sure we're reaching as many people as we can. Now, if you do have any tips or any information, obviously you can stay anonymous if needed, but any information, even the slightest detail, could help to bring Harley home. Now, also, if you check out our Instagram, you'll see that we've posted Harley's flyer out to our page. And you know, we've done so many episodes that involve a person disappearing, and the one thing that they all have in common is that it is absolute hell for the family. So please share those posts, help get the word out, and let's do everything we can to bring Harley Marie Davis Rourke home to her family. Now, obviously, as more information comes in, we will continue to work with that member of our community. And as long as we have their permission, we will do updates on this case. But again, just want to make sure that we're doing what we can to, you know, help out one of our own. So That is all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We'll be back to normal next week with another truly terrifying true crime case. But until then, don't forget to check the locks. See you next week.
You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity. Affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.